As we continue the story of Yosef, or for that matter the story of Yaakov, or Reuven, or Yehuda, or the brothers, something has happened. An event which happened long ago, which perhaps was forgotten, or perhaps they try to forget. The sale of Yosef is coming back now to haunt them. What had recently transpired, when they were stopped, they were arrested, they were thrown into prison, when they left their brother behind, Shimon, and now they have to again return to Yaakov and tell them that there's a brother missing. And for Yaakov, this is devastating. The brothers themselves are probably at somewhat of a loss as to what really is taking place. It's true. They express feelings of remorse, or if not remorse, then certainly of guilt. They feel that there's some karma coming at them. It's because they ignored the cries of their brother. This man who's been tormenting them, and we, the reader, know it's Yosef, is asked to see their younger brother, Binyamin. And they know what kind of price is to be paid for that. For Yaakov, it means bringing up all the trauma of when he lost Yosef. Reuven walks in, and Reuven says, "If I don't bring him back, you can kill two of my sons." And it's such a bizarre statement. Yehuda comes in, and Yehuda says, "I need to take him. If we don't have food, we're all going to die. We need a chance to survive. And if I don't return him, then I would have sinned against you my entire life." It's interesting that Yehuda doesn't offer the same thing which Reuven offers. He doesn't offer, "You can kill my two sons." And let's just consider that for a second. Reuven seems to somehow be trying to express to Yaakov, "I know you lost one son, and you're afraid now of losing a second son. And if you lose a second son, I'm really taking responsibility for both of the sons that you've lost." But Yehuda may be saying something else. Yehuda, after all, has already lost two sons. Yehuda can't get up and say, "You can kill my two sons," not just because it's absurd, but because it's impossible. And we would have thought that when Yehuda's older son died, that he should have at that moment felt remorse. He should have at that moment gone to Yaakov and said, "Now I know what it's really like to lose a son." And he doesn't say it. When he lost his second son, we would have hoped, we would have scripted it to say that Yehuda goes and approaches Yaakov and says that God is certainly punishing me for what I've done to you. But he doesn't do that. But now Yehuda speaks with different words. Now Yehuda uses the word sin. "If I don't bring him back, I will have sinned against you my entire life." Because the truth is that Yehuda has already sinned. The truth is that the idea of the sale of Yosef was Yehuda's plan. Yehuda, at this point, seems to be trying to say to his father that which he can't say. He can't really say, "You know what, I sold Yosef." Or at least he doesn't feel he can say that. So what he does say is, "I would have sinned against you." Because Yehuda really feels that he has sinned against him. It's really at this moment that we find Yehuda separating from the other brothers. We hear Yehuda taking responsibility. This is the beginning of his leadership. Of course, when we paid attention last week, it was that moment that Tamar jarred his memory, and Yehuda said, "She's more righteous than I am." It was at that moment he admits his guilt for the first time. Now, again, Yehuda's admitting guilt. He's speaking in terms of guilt. He knows that he's done wrong things, but that's not enough. Now Yehuda knows that he has to make things right.